This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 14th of December, 11 days till Christmas, 2021. We got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Dum-dum-dum! Yep, it's update time for iOS users again. 15.2 has arrived. Lots of new features and fixes have come to iOS 15.2. Certain things such as the Digital Legacy Program, which will let you designate who gets access to your data when you kick the bucket. There's also, of course, the App Privacy Report, which shows the permissions your apps actually use and what websites they actually connect to. Don't forget, there's that voice-only via Siri Apple Music plan now. And finally, the macro mode that was so confusing. How do I do this? How do I engage it? How do I not want it? Yeah, that's finally been fixed for iPhone 13 Pro. And last but certainly not least, the Apple's new parts and service history feature. That's what shows you which part on your device has been replaced and if it was actually done using a genuine Apple part. For the repair history, you can go into your settings, general, about, under the name and software version section. And of course, if you haven't done anything to your phone, well, it won't show anything until you have to. There's creativeness in the cloud, thanks to Adobe. Yes, indeed, Adobe has launched Creative Cloud Express. It's actually a completely new app that's supposed to simplify its powerful editing tools. Yeah, we'll see about that. Now, Adobe is saying that this is pointed to people that need something simple and more accessible. So Creative Cloud Express is designed for new users that don't want to endure that learning curve. It also seems definitely designed for social media managers as well, and pretty much anyone else who has something to promote that isn't a pro graphic designer. The app, by the way, free to start, of course, but if you want additional features like Adobe stock images and the list kind of goes on, you'll have to lock yourself into a per monthly subscription, and that'll cost you about $10. From what we can tell too, it's pretty simple to use. When starting it up, you'll be able to choose from pre-designed templates, and that's made for different purposes, Facebook post, Instagram story, even YouTube thumbnail. And once you choose your template, you'll be able to adjust all the features within it. In fact, they'll actually give you a little short demo video to get things started to show you just how easy it's supposed to be. So if you're feeling that little inner graphic artist in you today, the app now is available on iOS and Android and also the web. Now we know why Sony was suing the people that were making faceplates for the PS5. That's because now they got their own. That's right, here comes their own custom covers for the PS5 consoles. These covers will come in colors such as black, red, pink, blue, and purple, and apparently will work on both the regular PS5 and the PS5 Digital Edition. Now, if you were hoping to have these covers just in time for Christmas, no, they're only announcing that they're launching today. You can't actually go get them. All the new colors will actually be launching in January. However, though, if you want the purple version, you're going to have to be in the UK, the US, or Germany to start with. And currently, it doesn't look like they're going to offer that color in any other country. Ooh, I'm sensing a scalper's market. What about you? As far as other colors, including the black cover, it will be sold on PlayStation Direct's online store starting January 21st and will set you back $54.99. Yeah, kind of let that sink in. I was also a little bit shocked when I read the price. And finally, once again, it's time for our Crap for Christmas today. This Crap for Christmas is people that basically, hey, I just want the food to look good. It doesn't need to taste good. In fact, you won't be tasting nothing from this thing. Hands up, what's the most difficult thing to cook on Christmas? A ham or maybe a turkey? Well, we got you covered here on the turkey side. And again, as long as nobody wants to eat it. Yes, introducing the inflatable turkey. It's 16 inches long and looks fully cooked, but you wouldn't want to poke a fork into it because it's going to go flat in no time. This comes from the folks over there at Archie McPhee, going on to state that their inflatable turkey is the perfect centerpiece for your holiday occasion, as long as your guests are not really craving any actual meat. In fact, it has multiple uses, a perfect centerpiece, and then heck, you can kick it around the backyard like a football. Or if you happen to live in the parts of the world right now where it's nice and sunny outside during Christmas, hell, take it in the pool with you. If you need an inflatable turkey in your life, head to mcfee.com and search for inflatable turkey and have your $11.95 plus shipping and handling available at checkout. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com, of course. Subscribe to all the BTM podcasts over there. Of course, you can find us on our Facebook page and give us a like there, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the BTM community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Thursday installment. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.